The station clock reads 9:58 on a cold weeknight. A bus idles at the curb. A woman checks the route sign, scans the platform, and walks to the brighter end of the shelter. Two teens laugh near the vending machine. A man in a heavy coat paces with his phone. The map on the wall is clean, but the far corner sits in shadow. Her shoulders drop when another passenger arrives and stands a few steps away. She shifts her keys between her fingers, then stops, aware of the story those keys can tell later. The bus pulls in. The driver nods. She sits near the front, aisle side, eyes on the mirrors and the next stop bell. This is an ordinary ride. It should feel ordinary all the way home. The question is simple. What makes a city keep that promise from door to door? Chapter 1, Street, Campus, and Transit. The evening rush unspools into night. Storefront lights thin out. Crosswalk signals extend the last green. The city keeps moving on its smaller rhythm. This is where most women describe the change. The body registers it first. The shoulders come up. The bag strap is checked. The path gets shorter because the route is chosen for sight lines and exits, not for speed. Host. What makes a place feel safe is not a feeling alone. It is design, policy, and people in the right spots at the right times. On a main avenue, the curb cuts are clean, and the bus shelter is set under a high lamp. The seating is metal with an open base, so nothing hides underneath. The glass is clear and not covered by posters. The driver can see the bench from the lane. That line of sight sounds small. It is not small at all. It tells a rider someone planned for her to be seen. A woman crosses from the grocery to a rideshare pickup zone marked by paint and a floodlight. The zone sits near the storefront, not down an alley. A staff member in a bright vest stands within speaking distance. The company is doing a closing sweep, and the worker was told to stick to the front door until the lot is empty. The woman texts that she is on the way. The car's plate number shows on her screen. She checks the driver name. The curb is lit. She keeps her back to the wall and her eyes on the lane. The car stops where a camera faces the curb. Small choices stack into a safer minute. Host. Safety is agency you do not have to earn. You should not have to prove you deserve it. On a campus, the blue light pole is visible from the library to the quad. The path is trimmed. The shrubs stay below knee height. Benches are near light. Maintenance logs show bulbs replaced on a steady cycle, not after a report. The phone app lets a student share a route with a friend for the 15-minute walk to housing. The escort program runs until 2 a.m. The dispatcher answers on the first rings. The tone is calm and direct. The student hears the plan repeat back. Meet at the south doors in 3 minutes. Walk along the main spine. Call if anything changes. Crowds do not always feel like safety. A loud group can press in and turn a platform into a stage. The better test is eyes on the space and the ability to move. A platform with clear sight lines and an open middle gives choices. Marked help points with audio tie into the station office. Cameras are visible. Staff do short walks through the platform. The practice is to engage before a situation builds. Staff ask if riders need help, not after someone shouts. Host. Bystander programs help when a plan is simple and shared. Notice. Choose a safe role. Do one small thing. A rider hears a comment from 2 seats back. It is not a crime on the face of it. It is a test. She shifts seats, but the comments follow. A second passenger moves to sit across from her, not to confront, but to break the isolation. The driver sees the exchange in the mirror and pulls to the next stop. The driver announces that anyone who needs the front seats can move now. The timing gives the first rider a clean exit to a safer section. The comment stops. The ride continues. Not every answer is a scene. Many answers are a practiced cue that signals care. City design puts safe options closer together. Lighting is the visible layer. The power sits in the layers you do not see. The utility checks, the clean fixtures, the paint that reflects light, the open corners. The decision to shift a trash can so a sight line is not blocked. A single dark pocket at the mouth of a tunnel can turn a path into a no-go zone. A simple fix can return it to normal use. A bright wall, a lower planter, a lens that throws light into the corner. The goal is not yards of lumens. The goal is clarity at human height. Host. The question the city must answer is not how bright it can be. It is how clearly a person can read the space. Reporting does not match experience in a neat way. Many women will not file a report for a comment or a stare. They tune routes, avoid blocks, and learn schedules. They text a friend when they leave. They share location for the trip. They teach daughters the same tools. This private work masks the real map of risk. A transit team that only counts formal incidents will miss the daily edits riders make to stay safe. Better teams ask riders where they avoid and at what hours. They walk those blocks with a list and fix small things fast. The first 10 minutes of a commute carry the most choices. The corner you choose. The lane you cross. The timing of a transfer. Some cities meet that moment with micro moves that pay off. A crosswalk that gives pedestrians a head start by a few seconds. A bus stop moved 30 feet toward the shop fronts. A rail platform with a marked zone where staff stands at night. A taxi stand staffed late on weekends. A clear code of conduct posted in plain speech with a path to act on it. The presence of rules helps the person who wants to help. It shows what the staff will back up. Host. People often ask what to do if they see someone targeted. The answer is to be specific and small. Sit near them. Ask a simple question. Offer your stop. Loop in staff. Design interacts with social cues. A school pickup line can feel crowded and sharp. A simple barrier and a visible adult calm the space. A stadium exit flows better when staff guide people to lit corridors and keep doors propped. In a park, a lit loop path with call boxes set within sight of each other encourages use after sunset. Use itself as a safety layer. Empty feels risky because help is far away. When a place invites steady use, it builds its own watchers. A woman in a hard hat walks from a late shift at a hospital construction site to the bus lane. Security offers an escort. She says she is fine today. The guard says he will shadow half the distance and waves to the bus driver. The wave is a signal the driver understands. If she changes her mind, the path to help is short. She reaches the shelter. A family waits with groceries. A student in scrubs scrolls a tablet. The guard hangs back and then returns to the gate. The system is people paying attention at the points that matter. Host. Safety is not only a checklist. It is a habit built into roles, so the help appears before the worst moment. Crowded festivals and night markets add a new shape to risk. Noise and motion can hide trouble. The answer is lane clarity and wayfinding that works without sound. Arrows on the ground. Tall markers that read north, south, and exit in large letters. Staff are placed at the edges where people make choices, not only at gates. A parent who loses track of a child sees a marker and a person at the same time. The plan is visible. Panic drops. The group moves. Transit after a game night is a live test. A line of buses waits at the curb. The first cars fill fast. Staff separate lines by destination to prevent crush at the door. Riders see the next arrival on a board that matches the bus sign. Clarity lowers tension. Tension often drives conflict. When steps are clear, most riders choose patience. Host. When a city treats safety as ordinary, people feel allowed to live ordinary lives. Night crews keep the promise. When the train yard swaps cars, they also scrub graffiti from the windows. Clear glass means riders can be seen from the platform. When signals fail, staff spread to platforms and explain delays in plain language. Uncertainty grows fear. Honest updates shrink it. Crews fix a broken lamp the same night. A phone line answers and logs the time and fix. The record matters because it sustains the habit. Chapter 2. Digital Life and Online Abuse. Title: Names, Traces, and the Quiet Lock. The screen glows after midnight. A message request shows three lines and a name you do not know. It looks harmless at first. It is not always harmless. The modern street runs through a phone. The curb is a comment box. The alley is a profile detail someone forgot to hide. The door is your name. Host. The goal online is not silence. The goal is control. Keep what is yours. Share what you choose. Risk starts with inventory. What does the public know without asking? A full name. A workplace in a photo background. A school crest on a sweatshirt. The car plate in a driveway shot. A mailbox number. The skyline in a window reflection. Each item seems small. Together they make a map. Most harm begins with a map. A safe posture begins with two layers. What is on display to strangers? What is only for people you trust? The settings that draw that line sit behind three or four taps. They are not perfect. They still matter. Private by default for location. Private by default for contact info. Review the who can find me switch. Turn off phone number search. Limit comments starts to people you follow. Allow replies from a list you control. Close direct messages to strangers when a topic turns hot. Reopen when calm returns. Host. Safety is not a single switch. It is a posture you can raise and lower without breaking your life. Names are anchors. Many women keep one public name and one private name that bills and banks use. This is legal in most places when you keep taxes and contracts under the official name. The public name lives on profiles, bylines, and event flyers. The private name stays with payroll and health forms. A second anchor is an email that never appears on public pages. It is for logins only. A third anchor is a phone number that routes through an app or a carrier's second line. When forms force a number, use the second line. If a form will not accept it, ask why. If the only answer is convenience, decline. Host, visibility is power when you choose the terms. Anonymous is power when the topic draws heat. Pictures carry hidden tags. A photo can reveal a date and a place. Before posting, strip the data. Most phones allow you to share without location. Turn that on. Crop out address numbers. Blur work badges. Remove the little school logos. If someone tags you at a location in real time, talk with them. Ask for a delay. Normal friends will respect that. If they do not, remove the tag and set rules for next time. A sharp rise in messages often means your name moved in a private chat or a forum you will never see. You cannot stop people from talking. You can narrow the door they can push through. Move your email that is used for logins to a quiet address with no public footprint. Add a long passphrase that reads like a sentence. Then turn on two-factor. A code that lives in a device is stronger than a code by text. A physical key is stronger still. If you can add a passkey or a key fob to your main accounts, store the recovery codes offline. Write the date and location of the note in the margin. Keep it with travel papers. Host. The lock you set up on a calm day saves you on a loud day. Harassment patterns repeat. A stranger tests a boundary with a comment. If the comment gets a reaction, the next step is volume. More accounts. More messages. The target feels surrounded. The counter move is not a debate. It is friction. Slow the ability of strangers to reach you. Filter first-time senders into a hidden folder. Mute keywords that you never need to read. Turn off mentions for a set window. Use lists and circles so your updates reach the people you meant to reach. When your name is pulled into a pylon, the first relief is to lower the surface area. Do it without announcing the change. Announcements invite round two. Documentation matters when behavior crosses into threat or extortion. Save whole pages, not just screenshots. Screenshots with the status bar visible are useful. Include the date and time. If the platform shows a message ID, capture it. Record the link where the content appeared. Keep a simple log in plain text. Date, time, account handle, action, and one line of what happened. Keep copies in two places. One set on a device. One set in cloud storage. Share with one trusted person, so the record remains if a device is taken or broken. Host, you are not building a case every time. You are keeping your options open. Image-based abuse is a hard shock. The fear is the spread. The plan is to slow the spread, protect work and school, and support the person. Preserve the original files. Do not edit the metadata. Take clear screenshots of posts that share or threaten to share images. File a takedown with the platform. The forms are slow, but they are still a lever. If you are a minor or the material includes a minor in any way, add that fact in the first line. Many systems route those faster. If you are an adult, some hotlines and civil tools exist in many regions. Each city is different. A local advocate group can guide steps without judgment. Host. Blame belongs to the person who violated consent. Full stop. Doxing tracks through data brokers and the trail left by old posts. When a home address appears online, breathe. Do first things first. Ask the platform to remove the post that lists the address. Take screenshots before it disappears. If the post ties your name to a time and place, change the pattern. Vary routes for a short window. Ask a friend or security to meet you at the door. If you can, use a mail receiving service so packages do not reach your door. Ask your phone carrier to add a port freeze so your number cannot be moved without in-person proof. Set a credit freeze with the three main bureaus if fraud risk rises. Host, if your name and address spread, add people. Isolation is the risk. A team is the shield. Private communities keep women in public life. a group chat with three friends who share the same work can run defense. They can report posts in parallel. They can send calm language when your hands shake. They can hold a copy of your documentation. In a newsroom or an office, a simple playbook helps. When an employee is harassed online, one person triages posts for a week. One person handles platform forms. One person transports the employee if needed. The goal is to remove busy work from the person under fire. Threat calls are rare. They feel large because they sound immediate. A calm path protects you. If a call includes a direct threat or a specific time and place, log it and call local police. Say it is ongoing harassment with a credible detail. Ask how they want logs delivered. If the call is vague and abusive but not specific, keep it in your record. Update your phone settings so unknown callers go to voicemail. Return only calls you expect. If a fake emergency is called to your address, that is serious. Call the non-emergency line now and ask for a note on your address. Say you are concerned about false reports. Ask how they handle that. You are not asking for special treatment. You are helping them help you. Host. Plain speech works with police and campus safety. State what happened, what you fear, and what you want. Women who work in public face an extra cost. Creators, organizers, teachers, nurses, advocates, and journalists carry visibility by job. They cannot vanish each time a topic runs hot. They can pre-build a safety kit. A short bio that omits home city. A work email for the public. A second line for press. A mailbox that is not a home. A travel pattern that avoids posting in real time. A colleague who watches comments for known phrases that signal brigades. A policy that says when to turn off comments. A plan for when to post through a team account instead of a personal account. These are not walls. They are windbreaks. Children come online early. A family can set rules that guard the child and the adults. No names on sports uniforms and photos. No school names in captions. No live posting from school events. A parent who posts milestones can set a small audience list. The child has a right to future privacy. Ask before sharing. If a co-parent violates that, have a quiet talk. If that fails, set your own boundaries and hold them. Host. Safety culture at home is gentle and firm. It makes privacy normal, not secret. Search yourself the way a stranger would. Type your name and city. Type your name and workplace. Type your name and old usernames. Find the leaks and plug them. Remove old resumes with addresses. Remove old registrations. Opt out of data broker sites where possible. This takes an hour now and saves many hours later. Repeat once a year. When harassment spikes, the body pays a price. Sleep gets light. Food taste goes flat. Hands shake when alerts ping. The fix is not only a filter. It is rest and a pause in inputs. Mute the app on your own phone. Hand the account to a trusted person for 2 days. Turn off push alerts. Ask a friend to screen your messages for anything you must see. If the work requires you to stay online, cut your window to short shifts and step away at a set hour. You are not losing. You are staying whole. Host. Your life is not the fight. Your life is your life. Many women wonder if speaking up will make it worse. Often the safer course is to speak to the right audience, not the loudest one. Tell your team leader. Tell a friend. Tell an advocate at a local center. If a pattern at a workplace continues, raise it with HR in writing. Ask for a plan. Ask for a response date. Keep the tone simple. If your job involves public comment, your employer should have a plan for online abuse. If they do not, ask them to make one. You do not need perfect security to be safe enough. You need layers that make you a hard target and a plan that moves fast when a wave hits. Use strong locks on the big doors. Make small doors that control who can reach you. Keep a record you can hand to a friend or a lawyer. Protect sleep. Share the load. Keep your voice when and where you choose. Chapter 3, Home, Work, and the Circle That Holds. Title, Quiet Plans, Open Doors. Morning light does not settle every fear. At home the walls feel close. A door that once meant rest now reads as a line that could be crossed. The question shifts from crowds and screens to rooms, keys, and the people who share them. Home safety is not only locks and alarms. It is agreements, signals, records, and a path to help that works even on a hard day. Host. At home the best plan is simple, repeatable, and shared by at least two people you trust. Risk often shows up as a pattern before it shows up as an event. Raised voices that cycle through the same hours. Sudden control over money. pressure to cut off friends or family, a door closed during arguments to limit exits, a phone checked without consent, a new habit of hiding keys or moving a car. Each signal alone might feel small. Together, they say the power in the room is off balance. The first safety layer is space inside the home that is yours to reach and leave. A bedroom with a door that closes and opens cleanly. A path to the exit that is not blocked by furniture. Lights that work. A charged phone that is yours. Emergency contacts under names that strangers would not recognize. A bag that holds copies of documents, a small set of clothes, medicines, a printed list of phone numbers, and a spare key. The bag lives where you can reach it. It is not a symbol of defeat. It is a tool that buys time. Host, you are allowed to plan. Planning is not giving up. Planning is choosing safety on your terms. If children live in the home, safety plans must account for them. Practice a calm exit drill that fits their age. Simple language works best. We will go to the neighbor if we need help. We will wait by the big tree. We will call this number. Place shoes and coats where little hands can reach them. Teach older children a clear code phrase. If they hear it, they know to move to the safe place and wait. Keep the practice short. Keep it gentle. The goal is to give them a path, not fear. Money sits at the center of many control stories. Build small independence where you can. Open a savings account in your name only. Set alerts to an email that the other person does not read. Save the credentials in a place they cannot reach. If shared accounts exist, download monthly statements to a private storage space. The pattern in those pages can help an advocate understand pressure that does not show up in a photo. Cash on hand matters when plans move fast. A small amount in a safe spot reduces the need to ask for help in the first hours of a move. Host, control of a wallet often precedes control of a body. Track the money. It tells the truth without speaking. Documentation is the bridge between a private life and a public system. Keep a simple log in a plain notebook. Date, time, place, who was present, what was said or done, and any visible marks or broken items. Take photos that show the whole scene and then details. Include a clock or a front page of a newspaper when possible. Save medical notes. Ask the clinic for copies. If you call a hotline, write down the name you gave and any case number. If a neighbor saw something, ask if they would be willing to write a short note with their name, date, and contact. Store copies of records with a friend or in the cloud so one event cannot erase them. Workplaces can help more than many people expect. A clear policy lets a person ask for time off to see an advocate or file paperwork. A manager can shift a schedule so arrival and departure times do not match a known pattern. Security can walk a person to a car or a bus stop. Front desk staff can screen visitors and call the person before anyone is allowed upstairs. Human resources can add a note to a personnel record that explains a needed change in phone number or email. If the workplace has an employee assistance program, the counselors can connect a person to local services. Ask for all changes to be noted in writing with dates. Host, you are not asking for a favor. You are asserting a right to work in safety. Legal tools vary by city and country. High-level steps share a shape. A civil protective order can limit contact and proximity. A criminal complaint can start an investigation if a threat or assault has occurred. A family court can set temporary orders on custody and access. A civil attorney can advise on leases, locks, and shared property. An advocate can walk you through forms and courtrooms. If you choose to file, bring your record. Judges understand logs, photos, and timelines. They do not need perfect proof. They need clear accounts that line up. If you rent and need to change locks, ask the landlord in writing. Many regions allow lock changes when safety is at risk. Save the old keys. Give the landlord a set of the new keys if the law requires that. If a lease shows both names and you need to be released, ask an advocate if local rules allow early exit when violence is present. If you own the home together, talk to a lawyer before you leave so you do not lose rights you may need later. These steps sound cold. They are acts of care for your future self. Host, law is a tool. It does not replace your judgment. Use it to widen options. Community carries a person across hard stretches. Choose three contacts in different roles. One friend or relative who lives close. One coworker or neighbor who can meet you at the door if a situation changes. One advocate or hotline that answers at all hours. Share a short plan with them. If I send this word, call me. If I do not answer, Try again in 10 minutes. If I miss our morning text twice, call this number. Make it easy to help you. People want to help. They need simple instructions. A safe exit often needs a pretext. A class on a set night. A visit to a friend that the other person already accepts. A trip to the store that runs longer than usual. Line up the pretext with the help. Park your car facing out. Keep a small bag at the helper's home. Memorize 2 phone numbers in case you lose your phone. When the moment comes, move without argument. Do not announce your plan. Do not pause to explain. Send the word to your circle. Drive or walk to the first safe address. Close the door. Breathe. Then make the next call. Host. Leaving is a series of small doors. Close one and step through. Then the next. If you want to stay and improve the home, there is still a plan. Set clear lines and plain speech. Do not touch my phone or my keys. Do not block doors. Do not raise your voice in the child's room. If this happens again, I will leave for the night, and we will not speak until morning. Say it once and write it down. If the line is crossed, act on the plan. Consistency is the lever that turns words into change. Some people change with boundaries and counseling. Some do not. Your safety comes first while the answer reveals itself. For some women, faith communities are a core support. A trusted leader can hold copies of documents and offer a room for a night. They can stand with you in court. They can explain to others that safety is not a failure of faith. If a leader urges you to endure without help, seek a second voice. Your safety and the safety of children is a moral demand. Good leaders will say that in direct words. Health checks tie the plan together. See a doctor if you have injuries or stress symptoms. Ask them to write clear notes. Nightmares, loss of appetite, and headaches are common under pressure. A counselor can teach simple tools that calm the body. Slow breath in for a count of 4. Hold for 4. Out for 4. Name 5 things you see. 4 you can touch. 3 you hear. 2 you smell. 1 you taste. These are small anchors when a room feels like it is spinning. Host, the body stores the story. Care for the body is part of the plan. Pets matter. They are family and can be used as leverage. Ask a friend if they can foster for a short time. Some shelters accept pets or partner with foster groups. Keep vet records and microchip info in your bag. If you leave, bring a collar, a leash, and enough food for 2 days. Tell the shelter about pets before you arrive. They will try to make a plan. When you help someone else, respect their pace. Offer rides and food. Offer to hold a copy of records. Offer your couch for a night. Do not push them to act before they are ready. Do not post about the situation online. Do not confront the other person on your own. Ask what they want today. Then ask again next week. Safety is a path, not a single turn. Host. Helpers keep the light steady. They do not pull the person faster than they can walk. Some days the plan is to stay quiet and gather strength. Some days the plan is to make 2 calls and pack a bag. Some days the plan is to meet a coworker at the curb and walk into a workplace that knows and cares. The plan is alive. It meets you where you are. It changes when the facts change. It keeps the door open to a life that feels like yours. A home can be reset. New locks. A peephole. Curtains that close at night. A lamp on a timer. Neighbors who know your name and look out for you. A small camera at the door. A porch cleared so sight lines are clean. Rooms arranged so exits are open. A kitchen drawer that holds spare keys and a phone charger. A table where you drink tea in the evening and remember that quiet is your right.